One of the places where we're usually not allowed to touch a thing is an art museum, where guards stand by the sculptures and the paintings and, if necessary, admonish visitors not to touch a thing. But for the past 30 years, the Philadelphia Museum of Art has offered a touch tour of the museum, mainly geared to visitors who can't see well or see at all. And each year, the museum also presents an exhibition that showcases the touchable art of students in its Form in Art program, which is a program for blind adults. Peter Clowney from WHYY visited the Form in Art workshop recently and filed this report.
I'm Vaughn Stubbs, and I've been an instructor with the Form in Art program from its inception in 1972, so that would be about 30 years. The idea is to get visually impaired people to come and experience the museum and to actually make projects, be more creative than they were before.
I'm trying to think, what can I do with this big pancake of the clay? Okay, I'm Andrea Mullick. I actually attended Moore College of Art for interior design. And then I had a piece of building hit my top of my head, which pulverized my forehead, cut my optic nerve. This eye is completely blind. This eye is marginal, I guess. I like to describe to people my art used to be from my eyes to my hands to what it is, from here to here to there, and now it's here. It's still in my hands. I think I still have art, and I'm not giving up. People says I should make a picture of somebody's face on here, and that's how I can really get my anger out.
My name is Louis Giraldi. I'm black on black, pal. I can't see for looking, you know what I mean? Had a cataract operation, went sour. This is a branch cut off a tree, a certain part. I'm feeling for the start, the bark, take it off because it's fresh yet, because you can still feel the sap in there. Hey, I'll make you feel it, how fresh it is. I know what it is. I know it's open like a Y upside down. Am I right? Maybe two arms on the side. I have to groove out like a statuette. Like Venus Delilah without no head, you know what I mean? Now, you see me work with chisel here, right? I'm hammering. Now, the reason why I know how to handle chisels, I've worked with tools all my life. It's my trade. I was a tool and die maker, carpenter. More kinds of work I did. Hands. Some of these persons have been blind since birth. Understand? It's tough. In other words, I've seen, and I have an idea what it is, identify what it is to be, because I say, like, take a pear or an orange or a banana. I know what it is. I seen the banana. I ate the banana. You understand? I felt it. But the ones that don't, it's pretty hard for them. But once they learn, it's nothing that you can't learn. Don't get me wrong. Nobody's that dumb. Everybody learns something.
My name is Eiko Fan. I teach a forming art class. Romaine, she has no sighted people in the house.
I'm Romaine Samworth. My husband has never seen color, and it's very difficult for him to imagine what colors would go together.
Husband is blind. Romaine has been blind since 8, but she really loves color.
When color has gone out of things, a lot of times life has gone out of it.
So what she does, she recently purchased some scanner that recognized the color.
Gray with tones of brown.
Mm-hmm. And
okay. Red brown.
Yeah.
All that feeling and atmosphere is built in her memory. So when she goes to do the sculpture with the detail of different colors, she can go for it without the help.
I have people say, hand you some, here, feel this. But I'm not feeling it, I'm looking at it. I see it through touch, through my hands.
The last name is Krzyzewski, so Vinny the K is easier than trying to get the last name out. I'm just getting used to the idea of being blind. I had two strokes about two and a half years ago, and woke up one morning and I couldn't see. Before that, I was a printer who worked with his eyes and his hands running a printing press. So this gets me back into using my hands, and now I have to learn to use the mind, my mind's eyes, to do things. It's a learning process, because when you can see, you touch things and you don't realize what you're touching. When you go blind, you don't grab things like you did before. And suddenly your fingertips become very gentle, very easy. When I first had it happen, my wife would take me out with her to the store or something like that, and I would grab hold of her, and she'd get bruise marks.
My name is Frank Madison, working in wood, clay, making armatures, heads, animals. It's more like your senses pick up more. You use more of your senses than your eyes, because most people use their eyes and don't really realize what they're really looking at. I think mostly sighted people only use half of their brain, not all of it.
He's not lying,
either. Yeah, I do. I really do. Because it's always the eyes, you know, because you look at your, you know, you just look at things and that's it. And when you don't have sight, it's visualized. You know, you visualize different things differently than a sighted person would.
I think they really think with their hands. And not just touch with the finger, but they have to touch with the whole hands and kind of more sexy way of touching, and then really build the, accumulate the information to visualize the whole. Even they can't see it, their imagination is very visual.
It's practical. It's more practical than it is, you know, a romantic kind of thing. It's just like, you know, when an artist is trained to see. I mean, a normal person isn't trained to see a highlight or a low light or a shadow or any of those things. You're trained to see those things. And it's just like when you use your sense of touch. You're taught how to feel texture, how to add something to make it more of a gesture. It's really a lot of work.
We've been listening to students in the Philadelphia Museum's Form in Art workshop. Their artwork is on exhibit at the museum until July 8th, and you can also see some of it on our website at studio360.org.